intro music. I haven't done that in a long time. But just because I'm in Champaign and hear a song that reminds me of my college days, I felt like I needed to do it. This is Robert, Illini.com, not Illini.com, in case you're wondering. It's Illini, not Illini. That's Illini. Just got done with the spring game. If you could call a game, they did the same convoluted system that they had from, when was that, 07 and 08, they did the spring game this way, where you get certain points for a sack and certain points for a first down and points for a defensive stop and that kind of stuff. So it's offense against defense. I think the overall feeling I had from the scrimmage was we can absolutely, positively take absolutely nothing from this scrimmage. The two guys that I think will be the top two receivers, A.J. Jenkins clearly will be the top receiver, and Darius Malines are being held out because they had injuries. Jenkins had a wrist that he still has wrapped. Malines had something with his foot. I think he had a pin put in somewhere, and he's out of his walking boot, but they're being held out. And then your top two tailbacks next fall, which would be Jason Ford, who has a banged-up knee, and they held him out, and Troy Pollard, who I think had a concussion or a mild concussion, something like that, and they held him out. So basically, it's your first-string offense with Shieldhouse at QB, but then not your top two wide receivers and not your top two tailbacks. So it's just hard to get a read on anything. You know, we're going to be a run-first, you know, line-up heavy and punch offense behind Ford, let that open up some passing plays to Jenkins, use Pollard as a change of pace back, and, you know, maybe occasionally throw deep to Malines, and we didn't have any of that because all of those players are being held out. So, you know, the positive thing is the first drive, I think it was like a 15-play drive, first string offense just went straight down the field and scored. You know, it's first-string offense against second-string defense. Shieldhouse hit three pretty good third-down throws. I think two to Lankford and one to Spencer Harris. And that was that, you know, drive down. Then that was the only other – it was the only touchdown of the entire day. The rest was the second-string offense struggling against the first-string defense, as they should. Third-string offense against third-string defense, which was, you know, comical at times. And then – you know, a few missed field goals here and there, and, you know, Shieldhouse throwing to walk-ons, and Osei trying to roll out and probably getting a good play, but because they weren't touching the quarterbacks, you know, you touch his shoulder and he's down by a sack. So, you know, not only were our top players not playing, but the quarterbacks couldn't run, and that's a huge part of our offense. So, what do I take from the scrimmage? Nothing. Okay. I sound bitter because, you know, I get excited for this and then it's kind of a letdown because we don't get to see anything. I took this. Jonathan Brown is really good. I usually, at moments like this, I want to go over the top and be like, well, by his senior year, he will be. But he is so quick to the hole and he is so, I don't know, what weird am I looking for? Fierce? He's so fierce that by his junior year, you know, maybe this year, his first year as a full-time starter, maybe he's still going to have some adjustment time. But by his junior year, and especially by his senior year, this kid is going to be one of our best linebackers in quite a while. He's just really instinctive and made a couple plays today that were just kind of eye-popping. So, you know what? That's what I'll take from this scrimmage. This was the Jonathan Brown scrimmage. This was the, I'll give some credit to Lankford. Lankford looks pretty good, knows his routes, digs in hard, and gets up separation. So that was good. So this was the Jonathan Brown and Ryan Lankford will be good in a few years scrimmage. And maybe even this year. So that's it for now. I'll have a long write-up tonight. Go Illini.